The first reading is from Numbers 6, 22 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them."
The second reading is from Psalm 20, verse 1 to 5. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests.
Third reading is from 1 Peter 2, verses 1 to 5 and verse 9. This comes from the NIVA from 2011. It says, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Know that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light."
Last summer, our network group spent 7 weeks following a series entitled The Blessings Course. And Ian has suggested that I share a few words on this today. Well, actually, I found it quite a hard thing to do, but I hope that what I will say will give you a broad outline of what we came to understand. The Blessings Course is produced by Roy Godwin of Faldi Brennan and is described as stepping into the mission and presence of God together. Faldi Brennan in Wales is a retreat place that encountered, and still does, a great outpouring of God's grace and blessing, both for those who visit and for those worldwide who have used their resources to become houses of prayer and for the area in which it is situated. We started using the principles of speaking blessing over the community of Mark's Tay some 9 years ago. Having read Roy's book, The Grace Outpouring, which Jane had acquired at a new wine conference, we have continued to do so in our prayer meetings and prayer walks, and speaking blessing has also formed part of our 24-hour prayer resources, in which so many of us take part. The course, however, helped to clarify for us various aspects concerning our authority to bless, the biblical evidence for this, a deeper understanding of how God likes to reveal himself to us, and that he is our Heavenly Father who never stops loving, never stops giving, and never stops blessing, which means God wants to give us a greater increase in favor. Roy refers to the idea of chesed, a Hebrew word for the steadfast love of God. It is an active love that seeks a transformation of life's circumstances and a return to the intent that God has for us. When Jesus blesses people, the blind see, the paralyzed walk, the deaf hear, the feverish are healed, and the unclean are accepted. Part of the purpose of the course was to help us understand that blessing is at the centre of the mission mandate. When Jesus sends out his disciples in bands of two, he tells them that as they are entering a house, they should declare peace to this house. The word shalom used by Jesus speaks of wholeness, peace, and restoration. Jesus makes the blessing of God a forerunner of the declaration of the kingdom of God. So how do we respond to our calling as those who are to be God's agents of blessing in the world? What is our understanding of the sacred at work in everyday life? There is a change in the spiritual before there's a change in the natural or the physical. We have an example. Jesus is a role model for the everyday encounters of life. We are not alone in this work. The Holy Spirit goes before us, preparing hearts. The call to us is to be available to participate in what God is doing. We are being called to bless people that the goodness of God might be at work in their lives. Roy reminds us that this call to blessing is not the task of a select few. It is an opportunity for all who believe in the name of Jesus. God tells his people in Exodus 19:5-6 that there will be a kingdom of priests. And in our reading today from 1 Peter 2, Peter reminds the followers of Jesus that his calling is also upon them and therefore also upon us. 1 Peter 2 verse 5, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. One thing I've come to understand is that whilst we may be called to bless others in Jesus' name, the outworking of that blessing is always a supernatural work of God. I have been reading the book of Leviticus recently, and I was getting a bit bogged down with all the rules and regulations for dealing with infectious diseases, which interestingly say that if you have been in contact with an infectious disease, then you are to self-isolate for 7 days and wash with water. Does it sound familiar? Then I came across a section that spoke about farming the land. Live Lent this week is reflecting on our care for land and plants, God's creation. So the Israelites, for 6 years, they could sow the fields and prune the vineyards and gather the crops. But in the 7th year, the land was to have a Sabbath of rest, where they must not sow or prune or reap. Well, you can imagine what they must have been thinking. Then in verse 20:21, God says, you may ask, what will we eat in the 7th year if we do not plant or harvest our crops? And his reply, I will send you such a blessing in the 6th year that the land will yield enough for the next 3 years. And it struck me that God's blessing always involves supernatural intervention and is abundant beyond what we can ask for or imagine. Roy shares many stories during the course of the outworking of God's blessing. I may have told you before, I'll tell it again, the story of a man who came to him to thank him for his book, The Way of Blessing, and said that it had changed his life. Roy asked him what he meant, and the man told him that both he and his wife were Christians, but that very often he would start the day by criticizing her. He would then go to work and criticize his bosses to his colleagues. He would then go to church and criticize the leadership to the members. He had often needed to change jobs and leave churches. He said that after reading the book, he made the choice to change. He developed a God consciousness. He would compliment his wife in the morning. She was not surprisingly a little disconcerted. He would go to work and speak well of his bosses, managing difficult situations. He would support the church leadership encouragingly. And when he was walking down the street, he would speak words of blessing over people in his heart as he walked by. He became a blessing to others by choosing to allow God to work through him in God's way. It was a supernatural outworking of that that brought change. His whole lifestyle had become a way of powerful prayer beyond what people who knew him would have imagined of him. In the summer at New Wine, some of us serve on the pastoral prayer ministry team. People come for prayer for many very difficult situations and circumstances. I would often end the prayer time by offering to anoint them with oil. And as I did so, I would speak words of blessing in Jesus' name into their lives. And I began to notice it was at this point I would see their countenance visibly change and a deep peace come over them. And they would leave with renewed hope and joy and expectation, knowing that God was involved and actively working in the situations of their lives. It was quite extraordinary. We have heard that the word shalom, usually spoken by Jesus as a declaration of peace, has layers of meaning, including peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Blessing involves asking God to bring things to pass in people's lives that reflect all or some of those things. During the course, we were also reminded of the need to be constantly aware of our own walk with God. So our reading today, 1 Peter 2, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So Roy reminded us that we must walk closely with the Lord, walk in loving servant fellowship with other believers, watch our own lives and not just other people's, pray and stay dependent on Him, and connect with those around us as faithful witnesses by our way of life, manner of speech, and acts of compassion, and name the name. A witness who never speaks the name of Jesus is not doing their job. Roy reminds us that we do not have to be a spiritual giant to speak blessings effectively. And it reminded me of what Gideon said this morning, that we can all pray for others. We can all speak blessing over others. It's God's working through us because we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour. And we are filled with His Holy Spirit and can work out of His power and not our own. It's Him working through us. So He gave us a structure for blessing, and here it is. So first of all, we begin by saying, I bless you. Now in this, we have a delegated authority from God to speak out blessings that reflect His character. Next, in the name of Jesus. So it's, I bless you in the name of Jesus. And here we are making it clear to the hearer, the Father, and to the enemy of our souls, that we are ministering blessing under the delegated authority of Jesus. So I bless you in Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that He, Roy says, a mere recitation of a personal blessing is not what we have in mind. God tells Aaron to put my name on them and that He will come and bless. This was in our first reading, number 6:27. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. So I bless you in the name of Jesus that He may. Our reading from Psalm 20, 1 to 5, is an example of declaring the blessing of God. It speaks of protection, plans, desires, and victory. It speaks of the whole of their life. So let's just have a look. Do we have up Psalm 20? Oh, it's up there. Thank you very much. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May He remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. There is the world of difference between He might and that He may. We do not bless with hope alone, but with faith. founded on certainty, ministered with authority. And finally, Roy says, at the heart of all that we do is the prayer that Jesus taught us and his instruction that we bless the creation and the people in it as we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, what I want to do is to finish by speaking a blessing over you that we are encouraged to speak over one another during the course. And I feel that in this current climate of uncertainty, we've had all that uncertainty from Brexit, and as people were beginning maybe to sort of draw a sigh of relief that we weren't even necessarily having to hear about it anymore, we're then faced with something that is totally beyond what we understand or have experienced, and it therefore creates uncertainty, and out of that can come fear. And what we want to have as Christians is to turn to God and look upwards and have hope and faith, so from fear to faith. So you may want to hold your hands out as an opening of receiving, act of open receiving. So I bless you in the name of Jesus, that he may give you life, the abundant life that God desires for you. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that he may raise a hedge around you and your loved ones, and that you may know his protection over your mind and in all your life circumstances, that he may open the eyes of your heart and that you may receive a revelation of the heart, character, and purposes of God and the wisdom he has for your life. And I bless you in the name of Jesus, that he may be your comforter and that you may feel the comfort and sustenance of God in your waking and sleeping, working and playing, that he may fill you anew and that you may be a vessel of Holy Spirit-empowered wholeness. And I bless you in the name of Jesus, that he may be continually renewing you, refreshing the patterns of your thinking, so that you may be whole and complete as God intended. Amen.